What kind of a...
We have funerals.
Yeah. Would you have something before the funeral?
No. I've heard my dad talk about when he was younger, the community took care of the people. You know, they didn't have funeral directors. The community friends would come in, dress the body, take care of it, dig the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got funeral home, funeral directors. Takes care of the body. You go in, view the body at the funeral home.
Jake, I'll see you later, bud.
Okay, man.
Yep, good.
All right. And,
would they like build their own box to put them in and stuff?
It's, you know, if my father died today, tomorrow I'd probably go to the funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
I'd pick out the casket.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Everything would be taken through, taken care of. We mm-hmm. wouldn't do anything.
Well, I guess in a way when they
we don't have any wakes.
I guess when they were doing all that stuff, you know, it kept people busy.
Where's Jeffrey located up here?
Jeffrey who?
Lum.
I guess in the sheriff's department. Wasn't
he? That'd be back up here. We'd be up here. He got just the office on.
Yeah, go to the double doors go to the sheriff's department.
And where would they bury people?
Church cemeteries. Sometimes they have their own family cemeteries.
Oh, okay.
Still got a lot of family cemeteries.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And what would be a term that people might call somebody who's from somewhere else, you know, not from around here? Well, I guess you have a lot more people coming in like that now, don't you, than used to be?
Cone, foreigners, people come from the north, Yankees.
Yeah. Are there a lot of people moving around, moving in?
Absolutely. Stokes County is, I'm seeing a whole lot more and more
mm-hmm.
people from upstate. New York, New Jersey, they come down here, visit. Oh, we love it. And then they come up here and they buy some hollow, you know, the land that ain't worth. Oh, and give you 2 cents for it, and they just fall in love with it. I got me a farm, I got me trees, you know.
Uh-huh.
Seen a lot of that.
They never had anything like
no,
that.
No,
yeah. Yeah. I guess you see it all, because probably know all about every piece of property around here.
Mm-hmm.
What about at the church, the preachers? Would the country churches, would they have like one person who was full-time preacher? Or?
The majority of them, yeah. You have your Christian, your Presbyterian, your Methodist, your Baptist.
Uh-huh.
They're basically full-time preachers.
Yeah.
And you still got some, it's not as much as it used to be, what they call primitive Baptists.
Uh-huh.
And they just hold church once a month. And they'll go from church to church. You know, like one church over here in Snow Creek might not have it, but 3 or 4 times a year, it's the only time people's in that church,
mm-hmm.
other than just worshiping, you know. But, sometimes, you know, I don't think that's he's a full-time preacher at that church.
At different churches.
But when the primitive Baptists go to this one, then next month, on the fourth Sunday, they'll go to Meadows Primitive Baptist Church,
uh-huh.
and there will be their preacher there.
Uh-huh.
So they move about, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do a lot of screaming and hollering and praising the Lord, and the preachers, it's a little while, you know, I don't understand it anyway, so I go to a Christian church, so it's every Sunday, it's just Sunday morning worship, Sunday school.